From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A series of bomb attacks across Iraq have killed at least 52 people today and wounded dozens of others. Also, rockets or mortar shells were fired into Baghdad's fortified green zone throughout the day. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more from Baghdad.
The explosions could be heard miles from the green zone just a little after 6 this morning. There were about 10 blasts. The barrage came in three waves, lasting a total of about 15 minutes. The heavily fortified green zone is about 4 square miles surrounded by checkpoints and blast walls. It is home to the Iraqi parliament and the U.S. embassy. Sirens sounded when the attack began, sending residents either into concrete bunkers known as duck and covers or away from the windows in their homes. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Baghdad.
Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas met with Vice President Dick Cheney in Ramallah in the West Bank today and told him that the United States needs to do more to back truce talks between Israel and Hamas. Cheney says it's time for a Palestinian state.
George W. Bush is the first president of the United States to endorse the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. Our administration is strongly committed to that objective. And we look forward to the day that an independent, viable, democratic, and peaceful Palestinian state comes into being.
Cheney has been meeting with Palestinian and Israeli leaders this weekend in an effort to jumpstart the Middle East peace process. Hamas dominates the Gaza Strip, and the ongoing violence there is said to be blocking progress in the goal of creating a Palestinian state. Pope Benedict celebrated Easter Mass before thousands of people who braved stormy weather to gather in St. Peter's Square today. In his Easter message to the city of Rome and the world, the pontiff denounced violence and injustice. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
The Pope celebrated Easter Mass as driving rain pelted cardinals, diplomats, and thousands of pilgrims in St. Peter's Square. In his message, Benedict called for an end to injustice, hatred, and violence around the world, including Tibet, Iraq, and Darfur. These are the scourges of humanity, the Pope said, open and festering in every corner of the planet, although they are often ignored and sometimes deliberately concealed, wounds that torture the souls and bodies of countless of our brothers and sisters. Religious freedom was one of the themes of this Easter, the third this Pope has celebrated. The Good Friday Way of the Cross meditations were written by Hong Kong Cardinal Joseph Zen, who referred to the martyrs among China's small Catholic minority. And in the Easter Vigil, the Pope baptized a former Muslim and outspoken critic of Islamic extremism, Egyptian-born journalist Magdi Alam. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
An explosion at a meatpacking plant in Arkansas has triggered a fire and released toxic gas into the air. Nearly 200 people who live nearby have been evacuated. No word yet on any injuries. This is NPR News from Washington. Forecasters are warning that high water pouring down the White River in eastern Arkansas could cause historic flooding in riverside communities. The river is just one of many that overflowed their banks after being swollen by heavy rains last week. At least 17 deaths have been linked to the flooding. The Coast Guard says 4 crew members are dead and 1 is missing from a fishing vessel that began sinking this morning off the coast of Alaska. Alaska Public Radio's David Shurtleff reports.
The 47-member crew of the Alaska Ranger noticed their ship was taking on water early Sunday morning. Coast Guard Chief Barry Lane.
We know that there is some trouble with the rudder, and in the rudder room began flooding, and that's when the vessel decided to abandon ship.
Although it was dark, it's believed nearly all of the crew managed to jump into lifeboats, but there was 6 to 8 foot seas and winds of 30 miles per hour, not exactly ideal for a rescue. It's still unknown how or when the 4 crew members died. All of those rescued were taken to the nearest port for treatment. For NPR News, I'm David Shurtleff in Anchorage.
Gasoline prices have jumped 7 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, up to a national average of $3.26 for a gallon of self-service regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says there are a number of reasons for the rising prices at the pump.
Crude oil prices slipped an equivalent 8 cents per gallon in the period, the opposite of gasoline. Gasoline moved up because ethanol for blending jumped up in price.
Lundberg says the lowest gasoline prices found in the most recent survey were in Newark, New Jersey. The highest gas prices were in San Francisco. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.